USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Biden administration has partially lifted a ban that would allow the export of raw materials for the production of COVID vaccines to try to help India control a massive second wave of infections. A spokesperson for the National Security Council said Sunday in a statement that raw materials needed to produce the COVID-Shield vaccine will be made available to India. The country is undergoing a large surge in new cases, recording more than 346,000 on Sunday. Officials say that a new variant of the virus, the B.1.617, is partially responsible for the surge in cases. And Indonesia's Navy announced Sunday that all 53 crew members aboard a missing submarine are dead. Officials say that the wreckage of the vessel was found by a diving robot under nearly 3,000 feet of water off the island of Bali. The cause of the sub sinking is still under investigation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Dr. Anthony Fauci says he believes that the CDC will issue new guidance soon around mandating mask wearing outdoors. The White House's chief medical advisor said Sunday that the risk of spreading COVID while engaging in outdoor activities is low, and lifting those mandates makes common sense. Former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb agrees it's time to start rolling back some of those regulations that make less sense. He tells CBS's Face the Nation that includes outdoor mask mandates.
I think we need to lean more aggressively forward and look at ways to try to relax some of the provisions that don't really make as much sense anymore. And probably the ones that we should be looking at the hardest are things done outside. I think we should be thinking about lifting mask ordinances outside. I think we should be thinking about lifting limits on gatherings outside and trying to encourage people to go outside now that the weather is warming, take more activities outside in the face of declining risk overall. Again, I think that these declines we're seeing over really locked in at this point, so I don't think we need to be as worried that as we take our foot off the brake, things are going to surge again.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Some revelations into the man who ran the biggest Ponzi scheme in U.S. history. Mike Fortier reports.
Bernie Madoff, the subject of a new book by Jim Campbell called Madoff Talks, uncovering the untold story behind the most notorious Ponzi scheme in history. It's based on 400 pages of letters Madoff wrote to Campbell from prison. Campbell tells CBS News Madoff was much more open with him than with his own sons.
He's writing a guy that he's never met. Six, seven-page single-space letters, and he sent a letter to Andy and his fiancé partner, one sentence, "I'm so sorry, Dad." Not even love. "I'm so sorry, Dad."
Campbell calling Madoff a monster and a financial psychopath. Madoff passing away in federal prison over a week ago at the age of 82. He victimized 16,000 investors just in the U.S. and over 700,000 worldwide. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
And North Carolina has become the latest state to begin efforts to make daylight savings time permanent in their state. The North Carolina House overwhelmingly passed a bill on Thursday that would move the state's clocks forward and make daylight savings time permanent if Congress passes a law that would let states make the change. 15 other states have passed similar legislation in the last 4 years. Supporters of the bill say that ending the biannual time shifts would eliminate body clock adjustments and expand opportunities for outdoor recreation. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.